Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Shrews Brews! Shrews Brews! Party time! Excellent!
Woo, 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 woo!
All right, excellent. All right, party.
It's Friday!
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
We love our Fridays. We love our drink.
This is Fry-yay feeling rolling. Am I the only person that says Fry-yay?
No. Nope.
I mean, a lot.
Yes, he is.
Come on.
He's the only person that says that.
He is? Well, I'm going to start saying that. Yeah. So now I'm in the club.
I got a tattoo that says Fry-yay with a hashtag on it, all right?
Fry-yes, queen.
So we got all these good feelings going on, and we're aware of what's happening in our world. I feel like the biggest news story everywhere that everyone has been watching, reality, is the war in Ukraine.
Right.
And standing with Ukraine and standing with democracy. So this week, I thought we would venture into Ukrainian Village here in Chicago.
Ah, yes! You live right on the border of Ukrainian Village.
I have a friend who lives right over there,
yep.
Yeah.
So it's on the northwest side. It's a neighborhood full of beautiful churches and cathedrals and laid-back brunch spots and art galleries and museums and cultural centers and live music. Now, right next to Ukrainian Village is the East Village and West Town. And right on the border of all three of those neighborhoods, right on the border, we find today's brewery because we're talking about Forbidden Root Brewery today.
Okay.
A restaurant. Now, how do the folks at Forbidden Root describe themselves? They are full of life and of love and of innovation. We hear that word a lot with our breweries, right?
Yeah.
Right. Creativity, innovation. Robert Finkel, okay, guys, he is the Root Master, not the Brewmaster. He is the Root Master. Get it?
Okay.
Forbidden Root.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
I like
so it's not. It's the Brewmaster, but it's what we're calling.
He's
him
the head guy. He likes to call himself the Root Master.
I just didn't know like if that was like a new term.
I don't think Austin knew where we were going.
I was like, what is a Root
Master? Forbidden Root.
I feel like I know breweries fairly well, but I've never heard of a Root Master.
So they're all about the flavors and creativity, both for their dishes, but also the brews, the herbs, the roots, the spices, the process, the technique. They're always looking for a new experience. So they are actually the first botanic brewery in Chicago.
What makes them botanic?
It is all about the rube and the... Did I just say the rube?
The rube.
It is all about the root and the herb and the spice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just a little bit of a new creative process. Not exactly about the barley and the wheat, but what other new ingredients with fruits and things that we can get into.
And that's where that creativity comes from.
Different experimentation, different ingredients. One thing is about them, their unique fruit beers. I want you to remember that. We're going to come back to that in a moment.
Okay.
I stopped by there for lunch yesterday. They subscribe to the Scandinavian concept of being really open and welcoming to everyone in the space. You feel that. It envelopes you. It hugs you when you walk in. I had the most incredible arugula salad I've ever had in my life, Melissa.
Really?
Arugula. And I'm going in there being like, okay, I'm going to have a flight of beer, so I'm going to eat healthy. And the people down the bar had the most amazing smelling burger, and they said it was spectacular. But the arugula salad with a little bit of cheese and a house sauce that Scott told me about, it was heaven.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, and the best one you've ever had in your life.
Salad.
Best arugula salad ever.
Wow.
And then you pair that with a flight of beer, it was pretty great.
Oh, did you pair it with the fruit beer?
Well, I did. They have a flight that is predetermined so that you get the best of their five. That's what it is. You just order the flight and there it is. You can try whatever you want, but they have a predetermined flight. And so on that flight, it was a light table beer, an APA, a farmhouse ale, a hazy pale ale, but the one that blew me away. Here we go, Melissa. It was called Lignite. It's a tart golden ale with raspberry and lemon. Now, I'm not a sour beers guy at all, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is really, really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a tart golden ale. They also had one on tap with blueberry.
Really?
Also equally really, really amazing.
Man, I like all these fruit
Do these
flavors.
Breweries have, like, do they bottle it up where
they
you
do.
Can buy it?
So you can get crowlers, you can get cans to go, and I sampled one called a smash pale ale called the Double Single. It's a really drinkable six, and I told Scott right away, I'm like, I really like this one. He's like, we have that in four packs to go. That was his reply to me.
Nice.
So, you know, upselling, I like that. Take a little bit home. So they're open 7 days a week at noon. Hello, Melissa and Austin.
Yeah.
7 days a week. So you compare the food and the beer and the entire neighborhood environment together. ForbiddenRoot.com on socials at Forbidden Root Chicago. It's really an amazing experience. and they're in the city, and go try the tart golden ale with raspberry and lemon.
And the arugula salad.
And the arugula salad. And the kale salad. And, oh, they make their own house chips. They have homemade ranch potato chips.
Okay.
They make their own popcorn in different flavorings. Forbidden Root on the northwest side of the city.
Sounds good.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to check this out this weekend.
Nice. Right,
well, let's make plans.
Okay. Oh, beer.
Hey, I'm meeting you there, too.
No, they're on you.
Oh, okay. The beers are on me.
They'll be on me.
Oh, they're on Melissa.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
All right, we're there. Shrewsbury's.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!